Over to you, Rebecca.
Finally. That was a long wait. I'm just going to read my testimony. It's probably a bit different to the one that's printed in front of you. This feels high. Okay. So having been baptized at exactly 3 months old, I really don't remember anything, but I was brought up in a Christian family. Today I'm exactly 269 months old, and I want to confirm my faith as a Christian. I've always loved going to church, and I've always felt that you guys are all an extended family. In Birmingham at Aston University, I've definitely felt this, especially because I am away from home. Dad, just filming me. I have learned a lot, and I've been pushed to serve more. It has made me grow as a person, and I know that without God, I would not have been able to do this. Just as I pray for God's help in all my assessments and exams in my optometry degree, which I get like every week, He has not failed in guiding me, and I'm learning to trust Him more every day. God has been doing a lot, and I can see that He has been working through my life, through my little life. Sometimes I like to make my own plans for myself, but most times I have to be patient, and occasionally I don't see what I want to happen. But He actually has way bigger and better things in store, even in our daily struggle to trust in Him. I keep praying, and that's like a telephone call to God that we have access to. I found that the more I pray, the less about my own matters I actually pray for, and the older you get, the more time you spend praying for others. At university, prayer has become a greater need as well as a habit. So much feels out of my hands, but my mum always says, just do your best and God will do the rest. I'm especially grateful for people who have prayed for me and for this praying community. I remember last term when Josh, Francis and Trisha and I, we felt addicted to praying because we literally could see the effects that God was doing in our lives and as well as in the other students. There were times on Skype when we were so in awe of God's beauty that there were tears. I can't forget those times we went on prayer walks and when Yang prayed for my injuries, the worship leader. Both my feet were healed on two different occasions, and the pain of my whiplash from an ice skating accident went away. It is amazing what God can do, and we must pray in faith. I know that He knows me fully and loves me deeper than anyone on earth can. God knows what I need before I even figure it out myself. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and nothing comes close to how pure He alone is. Even so, I have made some really bad decisions and carry so much shame and regret, like I live a double life. But God's grace is here for me. I don't deserve what I have, but I believe He is so great and so loving. I'd rather have this joy and celebration. Who wouldn't want this? In the past year, I have experienced so many lives changed through the Holy Spirit. I got to lead a youth camp and really bring what I learned to teenagers and pray for them. It's amazing seeing them so interested and lively again. What's more is I've discovered true fellowship, a sisterhood and brotherhood, especially in CORE, our student life group, and by the other leaders. At times when we feel like we have so much responsibility and feel so unprepared in life group, God surprises us with something new. He never fails. Hearing the Holy Spirit can be rather strange. The other night I was trying to sleep and around 1 a.m. for three times, there was felt like I was being told to go to the flat kitchen. And that was so random, and I didn't want to get out of my comfortable bed and warm bed. Anyway, I discovered one of my seven flatmates forgot to turn off the oven that evening. A walk with God is not only on Sundays for a couple of hours, but it is throughout the week and through one another. The leaders have voluntarily been integrated in our lives. Life doesn't always seem to make sense or seem to be fair at all. I am thankful for leaders who have answered some questions and helped me see it in a different way. In the end, when we meet Him in heaven, all our fears, suffering and pain will be nothing in light of Him. This gives me hope and helps me see a bigger picture. Since the Bible tells us there is only one Lord, one faith and one baptism, I am grateful that my parents raised me up with Christian values. And as Jesus told us to make disciples in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, God has been revealing Himself in strange and wonderful ways to me. So today, I hope I have successfully shared a little about my faith to you. And as John says in Corinthians chapter 1, as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.